White, Oakland, California, April 28, 1876. Dear husband, I expect you will get wearied with my letters. There is such a sameness in them. I thought I would let Willie write, but fear he will not get around. We are all well, and I feel grateful to God for his merciful kindness to all, especially for his tender care of me. Yesterday, I wrote 16 pages for my book, beside writing 9 pages of letters. I wrote 3 of the 4 pages sent to you, 4 pages in answer to an earnest invitation to go to Petaluma, and 2 pages to Lucinda. I answered Sister Chapman's letter that I was pressed with writing, which made it very difficult for me to come. Aside from this, I felt no duty to go to Petaluma or to any other church in California until they were in a condition to respond to my labors. When with them before, I labored most earnestly. I carried the burden on my soul day and night, and then, prompted by the Spirit of God, bore a testimony in regard to their condition as a church. They had evidence that the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, but afterward had generally concluded if I had not come in and labored at Petaluma as I did, they would have been in a better condition and numbers would have added to their church. The very man the Spirit of God pressed me to reprove as a stumbling block to the church, they had sustained by making him a superintendent of their Sabbath school, a leader in their meetings. When they should see the darkness they had been in and their real need of help, God would send it to them, and not before. They had a work to do to stand up and sustain the right testimony as faithful Joshua's. The burden was now upon them. God had brought them to the point to do the very work they should have done and did not do 1 year ago. I did not propose to force my way in churches. Christ could not do many mighty works because of the unbelief of the people in certain localities. If he was affected by the unbelief which hedged up his way, such poor, frail creatures as his servants could not meet the moral darkness existing among our own people. My way must be fully prepared for me before I should work anywhere. I have written this so you can know my mind in reference to laboring from place to place. Brethren Loughborough and Wagoner sustain me in my position. They think the work should be left on them. They intended to spend the Sabbath in San Francisco and Oakland, but Brother Wagoner received a telegram that Brother Meyer's daughter was dead and wished him to attend the funeral. He left yesterday noon. I received your one page last night in which you speak of ministers in Denmark teaching the truth. This is indeed the work of God. May the good work go on and messengers be raised up everywhere. Brother Colcord writes to know if I am to attend their camp meeting. I have not answered, for I do not think they ought to know if I do not attend. You speak of things to keep house with. I would say that there were 2 spring beds unsold in the chamber of the house on the corner. I asked Brother Gaskell where they were, as he had the charge of these things. He could not remember, but thought they were at Institute. I received no money for these and quite a number of other things, footbath, pans, and slop pails, 2 good slop pails, 2 pails to carry slops, and 2 receive them, standing by washstands. My large dishpans, 2, I received nothing for. None of the tinware or crocks were paid for, and a great many such things were made no account of. I thought I would mention these things, and you could do as you thought best about them. I am sorry you have bought them. In regard to your spending means as fast as Edson, etc., I see not the right ring. There are plenty of ways for the means God has lent us to use in his cause, which will yield us good returns in the end. If Edson has not made a right use of means, as we well know he has not, for you to seek to be even with him and show the least extravagance, or for the sake of show to be using means, is not like the example given us by our pattern. If we both follow the example of Christ in doing good, humbly, faithfully, and earnestly, and are not weary in well-doing, the gift of heavenly treasures will be ours and immortal life. My great anxiety is to obtain the treasure, that immortal life, and see Jesus, precious Savior, whom my soul loveth. If I can perfect Christian character and be counted worthy to be among the white-robed ones around the throne of God, I shall be more than satisfied. Dear husband, let us look away from trials and abuses and look to the reward that awaits the faithful. Talk of this, believe it, and labor for it, and we shall not fail. I have a most earnest desire to get the book completed before I go east. I shall not feel free to go until this is done. In much love,